All right. Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. This episode today is brought to you by Northern Inyo Healthcare District. One team, one goal, your health. Seth Connors is joining us with sports today, and we're going to have a weather report. But first, a word from our general series sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that. And then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
Thank you to High Point Solar and Astorga's and the Northern Inyo Healthcare District for sponsoring this show and this episode. The snow has melted, the streams are calm, and recent storm systems tease the arrival of cooler weather. With meteorological fall on the horizon September 1, all of us in Mammoth Lakes and Inyo County, the Eastern Sierra, eagerly await the 4th annual display of golden orange. I can't wait personally to go grab my cinema camera, because I'm a filmmaker, not just a news anchor, and go film some of this up the 168 and also up in Mammoth. According to Forest Service botanists, our wet spring has primed us for a brilliant fall show of foliage. Make sure you're subscribed to our Fall Colors Weekly newsletter for updates on where to find the best and brightest hues. I'm going to go ahead and sign up for that right now. This link is on Eastern Sierra Now. Either access it through a browser on your computer or download Eastern Sierra Now app and go ahead and sign up for that newsletter so you know where things are peaking so you can go visit the beautiful fall colors all around Eastern Sierras. I personally can't wait. And on to other news, looks like we have the traffic advisory from Caltrans for the week of August 28th through September 1. It looks like there's a paving operation in the Mojave Bypass, State Route 58, and west of exit 165, sorry, and just east of exit 172. Crews are grinding down rubberized hot mix asphalt overlay. One lane will remain open, but it will slow you down. In Inyo County, the Olancha Cartago project is still going. Crews have finished paving the new bound lanes of 395 between Cartago and Willow Deep and Ash Creek Bridge. Speeds will be 45 miles an hour. Expect a short delay. State Route 190 in Death Valley is still closed. It's still closed. State Route 136 is still closed due to the massive flooding and the damage there. Aspendale utility work on State Route 168 at Cardinal Road. There will be utility work on Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Let's go up to Mono County. Topaz Lake Emergency Repair Project. That's just above Lee Vining. And it's 395, 1.9 miles from the state line. And crews are realigning a 0.5 mile stretch of road that needs repairs from the winter. It goes Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The cemetery, Cap M, on 395 Cemetery Road and State Route 168 near Mono City. Crews are installing rubber strips and striping the roadway from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. It'll be a single lane, and you might experience a 20-minute delay. The Conway Ranch Shoulders Project. It's on 395 State Route 167, just north of Conway Ranch in Mono City. Crews are widening the shoulder, lengthening the chain-up areas, installing lighting, and rehabilitating drainage infrastructure. It'll be 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and you may experience a 20-minute delay. June Lake Loop utility work on State Route 158, June Lake Loop, between Powerhouse Road, the winter closure gate near Silver Lake. There will be utility work on Monday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Virginia Creek Benton Chip Seal Project. Construction crews are applying a rubber asphalt aggregate chip seal to existing pavement on two highways, U.S. 395 through State Route 270 to State Route 182 in Bridgeport, State Route 120 East from Benton Hot Springs to U.S. 6. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Might be a 20-minute delay. And there's more, but if you want to see the whole report, go to Eastern Sierra Now or download the Eastern Sierra Now app to cover more detail about traffic advisories in the Eastern Sierra. All right, and there is some events coming up. There's the Monster Energy Mammoth Motocross. It's August 25th through September 3rd. Racers are flocked to Mammoth Lakes for the classic event, the oldest and continuous running motocross in the USA. The track has changed a little over the years, but the fun hasn't. So that's going on right now. The Bishop City Council meeting. Let's see. It's going to be August 28th at 5:30 p.m. That's in 2.5 hours. Okay. It's attached for the agenda, and you can go to Eastern Sierra now to find that. Let's see here. Whitney Alley Preferred Conceptual Plans Presentation. That's August 28th at 6 p.m. Same place as the city council meeting. And we have a Reiki Guided Meditation, August 29th at 7 p.m. Join Reiki practitioner Deborah Shubnell for this guided meditation, August 29th, 7 p.m., High Sierra Wellness Center. Distant Brewer Weekly Pool Tournament, August 30th at Distant Brewing up in Mammoth. It's going to start at 5 p.m. And then we have the Tri-County Fair this weekend, August 31 through September 4. I'm really excited about that. I'm going to be out there with my camera. If you see me and want some slow-mo video of whatever you're doing at the event, I am offering that for a very low price. Come up and chat with me and we can chat details. Remember, my name is Byron Walter and I am a filmmaker. All right, let's go on to the weather now. All right, starting in Mammoth Lakes, it is currently 78 degrees. The high for the day is 80 degrees, so we're not there. The low is going to be 42 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be 79 degrees with a low of 39. Wednesday, it's going to be a high of 80 with a low of 41. 0% precipitation for the range of this forecast. Down in Bishop here, it is 95 degrees, and the high for today is 95 degrees. The low tonight will be 56 degrees, so it'll cool off considerably. Tomorrow, it's going to be up to 99 with a low of 55. Wednesday, up to 98 with a low of 55. All three dates have 0% precipitation and fairly low humidity. Now, down to Lone Pine, it is 94 degrees, and that is the high for the day, 94. The low is 65 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be 98 degrees with a low of 64. Wednesday, 99 with a low of 66. So pretty hot down there in Lone Pine. And then precipitation, 0%. Humidity is up a little bit further than Bishop, about 5%. Winds at 8 miles an hour. And that's it for Eastern Sierra Now News weather. Let's move on to Sports Daily with Seth Connors. Take it away, Seth.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Monday Edition. In high school football, the Bishop Broncos made their annual pilgrimage over to Oakhurst, California, to play the Yosemite Badgers on Friday night. After the Badgers thrashed Mariposa County 32-0 the week before, I do believe there was some speculation that Yosemite High would be a tough matchup for the always big-time Broncos. But that was not the case, as the Broncos rumbled to a 34-0 halftime lead and never looked back. Senior quarterback Bowden St. Marie really seemed to emerge as the general of the offense in this one. He threw for a couple of touchdowns and rushed for another. Player of the game Milton Michelle had 3 touchdowns of his own. He took a Badgers punt 53 yards to the house in the first quarter. He caught a 30-yard touchdown dime from BSM in the second and capped off the epic night with a 35-yard interception return for a touchdown in the third. Up 41-0 in the fourth, the Broncos would lean on senior halfback Austin Powell to run up the clock, which he did, finishing off the Badgers with a 5-yard touchdown run late in the fourth. That really put the candle on the cake that had been iced long before. Final in this one, Broncos 49, Badgers 0. And that's a big zero, as the Broncos' stifling defense, led by seniors Wesley Jorgensen and Jason Molnar, has now opened up the season with back-to-back shutouts to catalyze the team's 2-0 record. The Broncos have a bye this week, followed by a home game against the Burrows from Burrows. That game is on September 8th at 7 p.m. In Mammoth, the Huskies played host to Hesperia Christian on Friday. From the outset, it was looking a bit like the previous game, which they lost 34-6 to Fresno Christian. But after falling behind by a score of 19-6 at halftime, the second-half Huskies came to life, outscoring the visiting Patriots 30-16 after the break, good enough to squeak out a last-minute 36-35 victory. Senior quarterback Tyler Jones threw for 5 touchdowns, 2 to fellow senior Matthew Toomey, who had 139 yards receiving on the night, and 2 to junior running back Tommy Lackey. But the big story of the night was the Huskies' defense that rose to the occasion, shutting out the Patriots in the fourth quarter while Mammoth finished off its heroic comeback. As usual, junior linebacker Tanner Knott was in the middle of the action, as his forced fumble late in the game opened the door for the dramatic finish. He had 13 tackles on the night, to go with 19 total tackles by stud sophomore DJ Gray. Again, the final in this one, Mammoth Huskies 36, HC Patriots 35. In Lone Pine, head coach Brian Ashley and the Golden Eagles took the Highway 6 over to Tonopah to face the Muckers on Friday. It was a tough night for the Eagles, as they gave up 433 yards of total offense, falling to the home team Muckers by a score of 46-10. The Eagles will look to right the ship this Friday at home as they take on the Sage Hill Lightning from Newport Beach. Kickoff for that one is at 7 p.m. In high school volleyball, the Bishop Broncos took on the Crusaders from Emmanuel Christian on Friday. This one was won and lost at the service line, as Bishop racked up 18 aces on the afternoon on their way to the victory in straight sets 25-17, 25-15, 25-18. 8 of the 18 aces came from super sophomore Riley Van Est, who I spoke to after the game, and keeping it simple seems to be her philosophy.
I was just going for the aces. I was just trying to hit my spots and take them out of their best servers and their best hitters out so we could win.
The Broncos are now 4-4 on the year, and with a lot of season left, Van Est and the Lady Broncos hope to continue to develop as the year moves on. Here are her thoughts on how to get ready as the league play approaches.
What's working well on our team is being versatile. Everyone can play at least one or two positions, and we're just trying to build the best chemistry on the court that we can. We ran 2 different lineups, and one was more struggle-filled than others, so we're just trying to see what works for us before we get into league.
Next up for the Lady Broncos, a trip to Lone Pine to take on the Lady Golden Eagles. First serve for that one is at 4 p.m. And moving on to high school tennis, the Bishop Lady Broncos took on Burrows Friday afternoon. The non-league match consisted of 18 sets, 5 of which were won by the Lady Broncos. For all the scores and a complete recap of the day, go to the Eastern Sierra Now webpage. Our girl Kayla Barton, the ESN news manager, will have that all posted and ready. Next up for the Lady Broncos tennis team, a home match versus Golden Valley on Thursday. That one kicks off at 3:30. In Big League Baseball, the Dodgers took 2 out of 3 from the Red Sox this weekend. On Friday, it was Lance Lynn getting the victory. He went 6 innings and gave up 3 earned.
Freddie Freeman was 4-for-5, and Max Muncy was 2-for-5 in the victory. Final score in that one, Dodgers 7, Red Sox 4. On Saturday, Julio Urias gave up 6 earned runs as the Dodgers fell to the Sox by a score of 8-5. Mookie Betts was 3-for-6, and Max Muncy hit his 30th homer of the season in the loss. On Sunday, the Dodgers got back on track as Freddie Freeman went 3-for-5, and Mookie Betts was 3-for-5 with a homer. The homer was the 35th of the year for Betts, tying the career high he set last year. Final score on Sunday, Dodgers 7, Red Sox 4. The Dodgers will now make their way home for a 3-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks will look to chip into a 12-game lead established by the surging Dodgers. It'll be rookie Bobby Miller on the mound for the Dodgers against the D-backs ace Zach Gallen. First pitch is at 7:10. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now, Sports Daily Monday edition. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you, Seth. Okay, that's it for Eastern Sierra Now News. I want to thank the Northern Inyo Healthcare District for sponsoring this episode. And I want to plead with you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app. It has a lot more content than what I've covered in this cast today. And thank you for tuning in, Eastern Sierra citizens. I'm Byron Walter, and I will be back tomorrow with more news. Byron out.